Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Gittin Daf Chof Tes. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a specially marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our homepage, and then go to option 2. If you're already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief four-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the marked Daf before the shiur. If you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. We begin at the Mishnah that you will find about halfway down Daf Chof Tes, 23 lines from the top. The Mishnah, Hamevi get Be'eretz Yisrael, a shaliach, an agent who is conveying a divorce document in Israel. When you're in Israel, so as we've learned quite extensively in the past, there is no obligation on the part of the agent to say Befonai Nechtav uBefonai Nechtam. Why an agent would be expected to say that, so that of course was the discussion at the beginning of the Masechta for either verification of signature purposes or for establishing the Lishma aspect. When in Eretz Yisrael you're dealing with a get prepared in Eretz Yisrael, neither one of those considerations are important or not, are binding in terms of a requiring the Shaliach to announce Befonai Nechtav uBefonai Nechtam. So the shliach is bringing the get in Eretz Yisrael, v'chola, and he became ill. So he couldn't continue on his mission. Hareze mishalchoi biyad achir. So the shliach, the agent, gives it to someone else. The shliach makes another, he appoints another agent on his own. Rashi points out, and this is not in front of a court. V'im omar loy, if the husband said to the agent, to the initial agent, Tul li heimeno chefetz ploni, I'm sending you on a mission to deliver a get, but I want you to receive from my wife a particular item. When you give the get to her, so I want you to receive from her a particular item. So if the instructions to the shliach involve not just the delivery of the get, but also the return of an item from the woman to the husband, lo yishalchenu biyad achir, it is not to be sent in the hands of someone else. She'ein ritzoinu shepigdoinu biyad achir, it is not the will of the owner for the item to be in someone else's possession. Rashi says, tu li heimeno chefetz ploni, Rashi is the fourth line from the top, kishetite lo esaget, lo yishalchenu biyad acher. When you give her the get, it is not to be sent through someone else's hands. This, of course, will be elaborated upon in the Gemara later on. The Gemara opens up with a comment made by Rav Kahana that doesn't seem to have any novel point to it. In other words, what he says, it seems to simply repeat what the Mishnah says. On the side, we have a topic heading that reads, Meha Mishnah Mashma, the Ein HaShliach Get, Rashoi Laso Shliach Sheni Elim Kein Cholo Harishon. From our Mishnah, it would appear that the Shaliach, the agent for delivering a divorce document, has no right to appoint a second agent unless the first agent took ill. The mivneh, the structural note that you see also on the side, features a double underline. Shlavim levarer ma habal omar l'shaliach. When you look in the Gemara and you see a series of double underlines, these are stages in trying to establish what did the husband say to the agent. Umishum kach im lo chola, and as a result, if the agent did not take ill, if the agent would appoint a second agent under circumstances where there was no illness. So that will void the entire agency. And when agency is voided, so the delivery of the get would be meaningless. The Gemara. Omar Rav Kahana. Chola Tanan. Our Mishnah, when teaching the law of a shaliach, appointing a shaliach, states thusly, only if the first agent took ill. Then he can send the get through someone else. The Gemara asks, Pshita, what Rav Kahana is saying seems to be obvious. Chola Kotoni, the Mishnah itself uses the word chola. It was on the first line of the Mishnah, it said v'chola. So what is Rav Kahana adding? Mahu detemo. That means without Rav Kahana, I would have thought, huadein afagav de lo chola. The same would apply that a shliach could appoint a second shliach even if he, the original shliach, did not take ill. V'hai dekotoni chola, the Mishnah's choice of the example of illness, urcha de milsa kotoni. The Mishnah is simply featuring a standard case. Under what circumstances would an original shliach want to appoint a second shliach anyway? If the first guy took ill, otherwise wouldn't he want to finish his mission? Komash Malon, so what Rav Kahana tells us is that the Mishnah is not telling us just a regular case, but in other cases the shliach, even if he didn't take ill, could have appointed a shliach, but rather the shliach, oyse shliach, is only if the first shliach took ill. Heichi domi. And now we want to clarify, what are the circumstances that this applies? That only if he took ill could he then appoint a second shliach. E de omar le holech. If the husband said to the agent, holech is a little terse, but holech get zeli ishti. If he would say, convey this get to my wife. Well then, afagav de lo cholanami. The agent could appoint a second agent even if he did not take ill. And if the initial instructions were, you bring the get to my wife, so then, even if he didn't take ill, even if he took ill, he could not appoint another shaliach. Because by saying at, he's saying you to the exclusion of everybody else under all circumstances. V'i Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, and if our Mishnah were authored by Reb Shimon Gamliel, afilu cholonami lo, even if the first agent didn't take ill, even without the at holech limitation, still a shliach cannot make a second shaliach. Desanya. Here we have a Tanaic source, and Reb Shimon Gamliel will figure in the second half of this framed Tanaic source. Desanya holech getzeli ishti hareze mishachol biad acher. If the initial instruction is holech getzeli ishti, so then the shliach has a right to appoint a second shaliach. At holech get ze liishti hareze lo yishalchenu biad acher. If the initial instruction was you bring the get, and using the word at in the original instructions, then it cannot be sent through a second agent. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel Oimer, bein kach u bein kach, ein ashliach oise shliach. Whether it's holech or at holech, the first agent cannot appoint a second agent. So we haven't really made too much progress. What are the circumstances of the Mishnah where chola is the factor for enabling first shliach to appoint a second shaliach, second agent, to continue the mission? Now, you see a series of triangles. On the side of the Gemara, these are three hesberim, tshuvos, eich lahamid ha-mishnah, three answers to the question, how to set up the Mishnah. The Gemara, I boya seima holeich v'hu d'chola. It could be, whereas the Mishnah is where the original instruction was holech. We thought before that when you say holech, you don't need to have the sickness element in order to justify a second agent. Here we're saying that's not so. The original instruction was stated in general terms, but that doesn't mean that a second agent could be made unless there was the chola factor as well. And if we look in the Rashi we're looking at is in the upper part of the narrow lines, Iboyes Emo, Masnisen de Omar Le, Holech. The Mishnah is to be understood where the original instruction was Holech, Valfilochi Boinon Chola. Nevertheless, the agent could not make a second agent unless first agent took ill. The Braisa de Kotoni Hare Ze Mishalchoi, the Braisa that says Hareze Mishalcho Biarachir, that's Vahu de Chola. That's provided he took ill. That is the first Shaliach. Continuing in the Gemara, V'iboyes Emo at Holech. Another approach to the Mishnah is that the original instruction was you take it. However, V'chola Shaini, if he took ill, then we make an exception. Then it's different. And the Rashi adds the Braisa that said under At Holech Lo Yishalchenu Bi'ad Acher, that's when he did not take ill. Ve'i Boyesema, a third approach, Rab Shimon Ben Gamliel Hi V'chola Shaini. The Mishnah is in accordance with Rab Shimon Ben Gamliel, and even though he was very restrictive, nevertheless, he wasn't stating his restriction under circumstances of chola. He said in the Braisa, Lo Yishalchenu, where he said, Ein Shlich, Oysa Shlich, that's because we're talking about first Shlich, that did not take ill. But if he took ill, so even if Shlomo Eliyahu would acknowledge a first Shlich can appoint a second one. We continue in the Gemara with the Gemara presenting what appears to be contradictory sources. And after the presentation of the sources, you'll notice diamonds that appear. And on the side of the Gemara, a diamond is featured. Yishuvim, Shel, Abaye, V'Rava, L'Stira, Bein, Shnei, Mekoros. These will be their resolutions of what appears to be a contradiction between two sources. The Gemara. Tanan, Hamevi get Be'eretz Yisrael v'chola harei ze mishalcho bi'arachir. Of course, that is our Mishnah. An agent that was bringing a get in Eretz Yisrael and he took ill, he can send it through a replacement agent. Viraminu, and we raise a contradiction. Omar l'shnayim, tenu get l'ishti. A husband addresses two people, and he says, tenu get l'ishti. Literally, it was give a get to my wife. Oy l'shloisha, or he says to three. Kisvu get utnu l'ishti. Write a get and deliver it to my wife. Hare eilu yichtevu v'yitnu. These, the ones he spoke to, prepare it and give it. And the Gemara now infers, inu in, avol shaliach lo. The ones he spoke to, yes, but a subsequent agent, no. I should point out, the Rashi, Dibor Masil, in the upper third of the page, Omar Lishnayim Tnu Get Lishti, he addressed two people and said, give a get to my wife. Alo Nosalem Get, he didn't give them an actual document. Ason Edim, he is thereby making them into witnesses. V'afopi Shalomer Lem Atem Atzmechem Kisvuhu, even though he didn't say, you yourselves shall write it. Hare elu yichtevu v'yitnu. They are expected to write it and give it. V'lo yomru l'soifer v'yichtov. And not a request of a scribe to write it. Okay, the meforsh come on. Next, the next Rashi. O l'shloisha kisvu ged v'chulei yichtevu. Heim atzmom. The people he spoke to, the three that he spoke to. Share omar lehem kisvu. He said to them, you write it. Of all, Omar Lishlosha, if he had addressed three people and said simply Tnu get Lishti without the Kisvu instruction, Yomru Lachirim V'yichtevu, they, being a group of three, could instruct others to have it written up, V'yitnu, and given, V'pnei Shason Beizdin, because by addressing three, he has really constructed a court, V'rashoin Laso Shliach. And as a court, they have an additional power that they can appoint an agent. Al-Mu'ain Hayochid Oysishlip. What we see from this discussion is that an individual cannot make an additional agent. And hence we seem to have a contradiction. On the one hand, our Mishnah says that an agent can appoint a replacement agent, a subsequent agent, and this Tanaic source that seems to indicate otherwise. The Gemara answers, Omar Abaye, Hasam Taimomai, in the source that says not to send it through others. We just inferred from source 2, not to have some other one take care of the get. Mishum Bizoyon Debaal. Rashi explains, Bizoyon Debaal, She'olov Lichtoy Vesageti, the expectation is that a husband is the one to write the document. V'eino roitze sheyedu bo rabim she'eino yodea lekosvo. And he doesn't want others to know that he doesn't know how to write it. So when you look at source 2, you've got a man just like that. He doesn't know how to write it. And he says to two people, he says, Tnu get le'ishti, and as we saw before in the Rashi, he didn't give them a prepared document. He's appointing them as witnesses to write up and sign and deliver the get, and not to instruct a sofer, because that would be exposing the husband as being ignorant ignorant of this, of how to prepare a get. So that's called bizoyon debaal, the disparagement of the husband. So in case in source bays, it said that they, and only they, the ones to whom the husband spoke, shall take care of writing up the get and not others. Hacha, in source Aleph, Baal lo kopid. The husband had no reservations, no objections. What objection could there be? There was a prepared get, and the husband had given it to an agent. So there's no, we'll say, exposure of lackings on the part of the husband in that case. Rova Omar, as you can see, a second resolution of the contradiction. Mishum de mili ninhu, umili lo mimsuram le shaliach. The reason in source number 2, we inferred that the original agent or the original appointed ones to take care of the get cannot appoint others, it's because their original charge was to prepare a get. They were given mili or oral instructions to prepare a get. Since their instructions were not to convey a prepared document, but rather instructions that were given to them orally, and that's it. That's called mili. And words, literally speaking, words are not transferable. In other words, if I issue oral instructions to A cannot then transmit those oral instructions to B and have B carry out the mission. In this case, the first people spoken to were given instructions, write up and give her the get. That doesn't lend itself to being transferred to someone else. My Binai, what practical difference is there between these two explanations? Bizoyon Debaal versus Mili Lo Mimsum L'Shliach. Iko Binayo, you can see a practical application where a difference will appear in the following. Shliach Matona. Okay, Iko Binayo, there is between them, means there is a difference between Abaye and Rava in the case of Shliach Matona. What a Shliach Matona? Where someone spoke to two and instructed them, write up a document of a gift nature, whereby the receiver of the document will then be entitled to become the owner of whatever is written up in the document. So the document is called a shtar matona. can that information be transferred to others? So if the consideration is bizoyon de baal, here there's no element of bizoyon de baal because there's no expectation of the giver of the gift to himself write it up. It's something that one is not expected to be knowledgeable or have the ability to write up a shtar matona. So that if he requests of people to do so, their subsequent turning to others to have it done isn't going to be the source of disparagement to the original owner, the original provider of the gift. However, if you say that the reason that the ones spoken to cannot transfer the request to others because their own instructions were simply oral instructions, so that applies here too. The request of the two write up a shtar matona cannot be transferred to others, being that the original request was a purely oral request. Ubiplukta derav ushmuel. This issue is also the topic of a machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. Rav Omar matono eino keget. The request of two to prepare a matona, shtar matona, is not like the dinim of a request to prepare a get. Whereas in the case of a get, those that were requested cannot ask of others. In the case of a matona, those that were requested are allowed to ask of others. Oh, so what's Rav's explanation of the get? The Rav's explanation of the get would be the issue of bizoyon de baal. That would be like Abaye's explanation. And bizoyon de baal doesn't apply in the case of a matona. Ushmuel omar matona harehi keget. The request to draw up a shtar matona is, like we said, by get. And just like by get, you can't have others draw up the get other than those that were originally requested. Because mili lo mimsrim lo shliach, the same thing applies. When you request of two to draw up a shtar matana, they cannot turn over that request to others to have it done. Because mili, requests don't lend themselves to be transferred to others. Mili lo mimsrim lo shliach. We continue now with a quote from the continuation of the Mishnah. Ve'im omar loy, if the husband said to the agent who was requested to deliver the get, tol li heimeno chefetz ploni, take from her a particular item. So the Mishnah went on to say that lo yishalchenu b'yad acher, it cannot be sent through the hands of someone else. On the side, we have a topic heading. Bishlichus shel hilochas gel ishav yamar abal l'shliach tuli heimeno chefetz, in a request of a husband to have a get delivered by an agent to his wife, and the husband also says, bring for me a particular item. V'shino hashliach mimash yamar abal, and the shliach did something different, altered from the instructions he received. Haim biglal shishino yesh boze bitul hashlichus, is because of his change, is there a resultant voidance of his initial appointment as an agent? As we've said in the past, if there's a bitul shlichus, if his agency is voided, so then the action is thereby of no legal result, no legal power. So that if his shlichus is voided, so then the deliverance of the get isn't viewed as an act of divorce. Now we get into the Gemara, and a number of details will be presented regarding this matter of a shliach changing his instructions and the resultant continuation of his agency powers. Omar Reish Lakish, Kan Shona Rebbe. It's within this Mishnah that Rebbe teaches. Shona means he taught, Ein hashoyel rashoy lahashil v'ein hasoicher rashoy lahaskir. One who received an item as a loan, he borrowed an item. He, the borrower, has no right to give it over to someone else to borrow. One who is a socher, one who rented something, he has no right to give it over to rent it to someone else. What in our Mishnah prompted Rebbe to say that? Our Mishnah said that the agent who was expected to return an item to the husband, lo, it said in the Mishnah, lo yishalchenu biyad acher. It shall not be sent through someone else. Don't transfer the item. If you received the charge to receive the item, don't then transfer it into someone else's hands. As far as Reish Lakish is concerned, that's all that this Mishnah is here to teach us. Our Mishnah is not teaching us that there would be a cancellation of the agency. Let's say that the agent in fact gave the item into someone else's hands to deliver back to the husband. Would that be a violation of his original agency? So Reish Lakish will tell you, no, that's not the point of the Mishnah. The agency remains intact. However, there's this external type halacha that results from the teaching of the Mishnah. We take a look at Rashi. Ein hashoyel, the Rashi that we're looking at is about a third, a quarter of the way up from the bottom. Ein hashoyel, deha disna lo yishalchenu biyad acher, that which the Mishnah teaches, do not send that item. In other words, the agent that was expected to receive the item from the woman, don't give it over to someone else to bring to the husband. Lo mishum bitulei shlichus degita nakat la. This teaching is not in order to result in the cancellation or the voidance of his agency. Dim shilich biyad acher haget. Get. It means if this agent sent it, the divorce document through someone else, that wouldn't be a cancellation of a shlichus. Let's read that line in Rashi again. Lo mishum bitulei shlichus degita nokat law. Deim shilach biyad acher, haget get. If the agent who was supposed to bring back the item actually sent it through someone else to bring to the husband, the get remains a get. Deafagav deim ritzono shepigdonu biyad acher. Even though it is the husband's will that his entrusted item should not be in someone else's hands, shliach legarish miyos shavya. The agent was nevertheless made as an agent for divorce. Elohai disnan lo yishalchenu. The Mishnah that teaches, do not send it, the item, in someone else's hands. It's to teach us, this we'll see, this tangential point of law, that an item that one is given to borrow shall not be transferred to someone else who wants to borrow it. We turn back to the Gemara. Omar loy Rabbi Yochanan. Zu afilu tinoikis shel beis rabon yoydin oisa. What you said is something even children would know. In other words, you don't need a Mishnah to teach us something that is so basic. Rashi says, Zu afilu tinoikis yoydin oisa diim hishila lo. If Mr. A was loaned an item, lo, it wasn't loaned to him for the benefit of others. If one were to do that, if A borrowed an item for his own use and he would give it to Mr. B to use as well, that would be a violation of the original owner's will, and that would infuriate him. So, what's the purpose of our Mishnah if it's not to teach us that point? So the Gemara goes on. Elo zimnin degito nami lo have. There are times that as a result of, behavior regarding the item, there would actually be the cancellation of his agency for divorce. Dinase Kemisha Omar Lo, the instructions would be tantamount to the husband having said to the agent, Al Tigarsha Ella Bebayas. Imagine an agent receives instructions, I don't want you divorcing her other than in the house. The Girsha Baliyah, and he went to the second story, the Aliyah, the upstairs, and he gave her the get there. Al Tigarsha Ella Biyamin, the Girsha B'Smol, or the husband instructed, I want you to give her the get with the right hand, and and he went and gave it to her with the left hand. There you have very very specific instructions, and if the agent violates those instructions, so there is no divorce. In other words, it's in a case like this, the agency is not just a matter of delivering the get to her, but it's delivering her the get under specific circumstances or with specific instructions. De kule alma, hecha de nafka le'apei v'yavo le'. Everyone will agree that if the woman came out toward a second agent, v'yohavo le'chefetz v'hodar shaklo mine gita, and she presented to this second agent the item that the husband was interested in recovering, and then took from the agent the get, kule alma lo pligi digito gito mal yahaver. Everyone will agree, namely Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish will agree, that she is considered divorced. We take a look at the Rashi. The kule alma v'chule demid omar Rabbi Yochanan. The fact that Rabbi Yochanan used the term zimnin digito nami lohave, that sometimes the get won't be a get. Mashma de roif pomim have gito v'afilu sholchol biyad acher. That leaves us to think that in most occasions, the get will be a good get. It'll be an actual divorce, even if it were sent in the hands of someone else. So Rashi continues, v'avolo chefetz lahu shaliach sheni. We emphasize the word sheni. We're talking about a second agent, so that even Rav Yochanan, who was somewhat limiting, nevertheless, if what transpired was what the Gemara described, it would be a good get, even though we're involving a second agent. The kule alma lo pligi, Rashi continues, the kule alma lo pligi de havegito, the afagavti ein ritzono shepegdono biad acher, even though the husband doesn't want his item to be in someone else's hands. That's what we saw in the Mishnah. Achar shlichus digita. Let's read that again. Shlichus digita lo botel. The agency of the delivery of the get is not voided. Kechol shluche gita shichum asu shliach. As is the case with all get agents that can make a second shaliach, daget lo kopid baal ledover zeh. Regarding the get, the husband isn't so concerned. He's not restrictive. The get eino toloi b'chefetz. The divorce isn't dependent on the item. The efshir shiyelech v'yitol ha'chefetz v'yishlach ha'get b'yad acher. It's possible for him to go and take the chefetz and send the get through someone else. Hilkoch afilu shino b'chefetz, even if there's a change with regard to the item, ein zeh shinui b'get, that doesn't constitute a change in the actual divorce. Sharei kibel ha'chefetz v'achar kach nosan. For you see, the agent received the chefetz first, and then he gave the get. So if those were the circumstances, even though the item that the husband is interested in recovering ends up being transported through someone other than the one he instructed, the get still will be good. Ki pligi, the machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish will arise under the following circumstances. Hecha di omar lei, where the husband issued specific instructions as follows. We continue at the top of Omid Beis. Shkoil mino chefetz v'hodar havlogita. The husband's instructions were take from her the item and then give her the get. V'yozal ihu v'yohiv lo gita v'hodar shokal mino chefetz. And the agent switched the events. He first gave her the get and then took from her the item. Rabbi Yochanan posel bo the kol shekein b'shlucho. Rabbi Yochanan will declare that the agency voided in the with regard to the shliach rishon, the first shliach, and certainly with regard to a second shliach, a shliach appointed by shliach Rish Lakish machshir b'shlucho the kol shekein bo. And Rish Lakish, it says that the agency is fine with regard to the second agent, and certainly with regard to the first. As Reish Lakish said before, the whole purpose of the Mishnah was simply to tell us that the tangential point of Ein Asher Rashay Lahashil. But as far as the effectiveness of the get delivery, as far as Reish Lakish is concerned, the order that order in which the Shliach was instructed is not going to be a binding factor with regard to the basic get itself, as long as, of course, the get was delivered and the item was retrieved. We go over what we've just learned through the Rashi at the top. The Ozal Ihu V'yohiv Logita Bereisha, the agent, in violation of his original instructions, order of instructions, he gave her first the divorce document, the Chi Omar Le Shkol Chefetz Bereisha Kopidi. The reason that the agency would be voided is because the husband said, first take from her the item. He was makbid, he was uncompromising on that. Shoya badaito la'akev haget im lo titein lo hachefetz v'l'radoisa biguno. The husband's intention was to restrain the get if the item would not be delivered. That was the whole plan, that the strategy of the husband was to put the wife under pressure to first deliver the item, and if not, no get, and she would be an aguna. Hilkoch get tala b'chefetz b'dover zeh. And as a result of that way of thinking, so the effectiveness of the get, the very effectiveness of the get itself, is dependent on what happens with regard to the item. V'zeh im shino, and the agent, if he changes nasik kemish omar lo, it would then be tantamount to a husband issuing very specific instructions. Al tigarshen el babayis, I don't want you divorcing her other than in the house. Figir shabali, and he went to the second story and divorced her, which is again clearly against the husband's will. Hilchok Rabbi Yochanan posel bo b'shliach rishon v'koch shekein b'shlucho. Under circumstances like that, Rabbi Yochanan would say that even the original shliach would be voided, certainly an appointed replacement shliach. V'hainu dekomar zimnin degita nami lo havi. This is what Rabbi Yochanan meant when he said sometimes even the get itself won't be a valid get. Hilchok tona b'masnisen lo yishalcheno b'yad acher. Therefore, the Mishnah says, don't send it in someone else's hands. Shema kishayimso rishon shlichus l'sheni. When the first agent transfers the instructions to the second agent, lo yimser lo dvorim kav yosan, he won't be so precise. He won't give over the words as they were. O hasheni lo yadaktek bohen v'emishane umifsel gita. Or the second shliach, though he was instructed in a very clear, specific fashion, he won't be careful about it. So therefore, the Mishnah is suggesting, we'll say, a preemptive word of advice. Don't, if you receive instructions as an agent to deliver a get and retrieve an item, don't ask for trouble. Don't ask someone else to do it, because he might switch around what the husband is makbid on. For Reish Lakish machshir v'chulei kosover lav kepedahu, Reish Lakish holds that a husband that instructs a get to be delivered and retrieval of an item is not a reflection of the husband's uncompromising wishes. Ela urcha de milsa komala. If the husband says something in a particular order, he says, get the item and then give her the get, that's just the way people speak, but it's not indicative of of any change being the basis of voidance. And now we have a new Mishnah. This Mishnah is in contrast with the previous Mishnah, which spoke about the conveyance of a get in Eretz Yisrael. Here we have the Mishnah that speaks about the conveyance of a get from abroad. And when dealing with a get b'medina sayam, I'm sure everyone knows very well, unless you're a first-time listener, you know very well that a shliach mimedina sayam, the agent conveying a get from abroad, has to announce, b'fonai nechta, b'fonai nechtam. What is the law with regard to shliach, oisa shliach, the topic that we've been discussing since the beginning of today's shiur? Once again, the new factor here is that here we're talking about a get brought from abroad. The topic heading that accompanies this sugya on the side reads, under the Noseh heading, Shliach de Shliach. What is the law regarding the second agent appointing a third agent? In other words, there was an original agent, he turned to someone else, continue the job, and that fellow turned to a third individual. Haim Shliach de Shliach. Shliach Hasheni, Kshu Oisa Shliach, Haim Tzorch Lios Bebezdin Olo. Does he have to be in a court or not? Now we've turned to the Mishnah. Hamevi get Mimedinas Hayam Vecholo. And the agent took ill. Oisa Shliach Bebezdin, he makes a replacement agent in a court. Umishalchoi. And he says that the get was written and signed in front of me. The final shliach doesn't have to state the agent's announcement. All he has to say is shliach based in ani. I'm a shliach appointed by the court. And the assumption is that the court did everything that the law, that the halacha requires. The final shliach, obviously, he cannot say, b'fonai nechta, b'fonai nechtam. It wasn't written nor signed in front of him. The Gemara. We should point out the structural aspect of the Gemara before we read it. First, you see Roman numerals 1 and 2, and under the Mivneh heading, these represent Shnei Lishonos Bedu Siach, two versions concerning a discussion between Rabbonon Lavimi Brei de Rabbi Avo. So we'll see the Rabbonon and Avimi carrying on a discussion. There are two versions of it. The triangles that you see, the Mishuloshim, which appear in alternating directions, these are Kidei La'akov Achar Hadusiach Belishna Kama. They're here to make it easier to follow the give and take discussion in the first version. Later, you'll see houses that appear also in alternating directions. Those are, just like we said regarding the triangles, Kamo Hanal Belishna Shnia. Just to make a distinction between the first version and the second version, we altered the give and take marking, but it's the same purpose applies. The Gemara. Omru le Rabbonon le Avimi Brei de Rabbi Avo. The rabbis said to Avimi, the son of Rabbi Avo, Bo'i minei Rabbi Avo. That's what you ask your father. Shliach de Shliach. Mashvi Shliach Olo. The second agent, can he appoint a third agent, someone else to take over his agency? Omar Luhu, Ha Lo Tiboya Luhu. the son of Rabbi Avo, that is Avimi, says to them, you shouldn't have this as a question. Mide katani ein hashliach ho'acharoin. The language of the Mishnah was with respect to the last shliach. It doesn't say in the Mishnah the second shliach. Michlal, from this choice of word, ho'acharon, michlal de mashvi shliach. It must be that the second shliach actually appointed a third shliach. So the language of the Mishnah itself would solve the question if that's what you were asking. Elokiti boy elohu, if you have anything to ask, this is what you should ask. Ki mashvi shliach, when the second agent appoints a third agent, the beisdin o afilu shelo beisdin. Does that have to be done in a court or not? Omrule, so they said back to Avimi, ha lo mi bayalon. That isn't a question. Midikotoni elo oimer shliach beisdinani. He says, I am a shliach beisdin. So that would indicate that the second shliach, when appointing a third shliach, that must be done in Beis Din. For he is telling us, I am a shliach Beis Din, I'm the agent of the court. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok Masni Hochi. Rav Nachman's version of this discussion is as follows. Omru le Rabbonin Lavimi Bredi Rabbi Avo. The rabbis asked of Rabbi Avo's son Avimi, Bo'i Minei Rabbo, ask of your father, Shliach de Shliach, Ki Mashvi Shliach, Bebezin O Shalom Bebezin, when the Shliach of the Shliach appoints a Shliach, that's the second agent appointing a third party to be an agent for the delivery of the get. When he does that, does he do the appointment in court or not? Omar lehu, so Avimi said back to them, v'tiboy lehu I mashvi shliach ba'alma. You should ask a more basic question. Does the shliach of the shliach, does the second shliach have the power to make a third shliach? Omrulei, the rabbi said back to Avimi, holo kol mi bayalon, that is not a problem for us. That's not a question. Disnan ein hashliach acharon. The language of the Mishnah indicates that there is the existence of a third shliach. Michlal de shliach mashvi shliach. By the fact that the Mishnah didn't say the second shliach, it said the final shliach. That indicates that a second could make a third. So therefore, we're not going to ask about that. Elokhi kami bayalon. Our question is bebeisdin o shelo bebeisdin. Is the appointment of that third shaliach to be in the court or not? Omar lehu. So Avimi said back to them, honami lo tibay lehu. That shouldn't be a problem either for you. Dikotani. It said in the Mishnah, elo omer shliach beisdin ani. That final shaliach says, I am a shliach of Beis Din, indicating that the second shliach, when he made a third shliach, he must have done so in the presence of a court. Before we go further in the Gemara, we glance at the side, the topic heading, B'mer Taloi Toikev HaShliach HaAcharon, the strength, the legal strength of the final agent, is dependent on what? Number one, b'chaye shliach rishon, on the life, meaning the first agent remains alive, or b'chaye habal, or depending on the husband being alive. So we have, we'll say, this derivative agent. He gains power of agency because someone appointed him, and in our discussion, the one who appointed him himself was appointed by a first agent. The Gemara. Omar Rabo, Shliach Be'eretz Yisrael Oise Kama Shluchin. A Shliach in Eretz Yisrael can appoint several Shluchim, meaning a first agent can appoint a second, a third, a fourth, and all down the line. And you don't need a Beis Din because the first one never had to say the shliach's announcement of Befonai Nechtav. And since the first one never had to say that, being that it was a get that was prepared in Eretz Yisrael, the last one doesn't as a result of that, the last one doesn't have to say that I am the agent through a Beis Din. Omar Ravashi, Im Meis Rishon, Batlu Kulon. If the first agent died before the get got to the woman, so all the subsequent agents, their agency is voided. The thinking right now is that all the subsequent agents derive their power from the first agent. Omar Mor Bar Ravashi. You know, this point takes a couple of lines to develop. That's why you see a long marking. Mor Ravashi reacts to what was just said by his father, Ravashi. And he says, Ha de abo de katnuso hi. That which father is reported to have said, that the subsequent agents are dependent on the life, the living aspect of the first agent, is something that father said when he was young. However, that is not what father said when he got older. Ilu meis baal. Imagine the husband would have died. And all the agents are still alive. Midi mashosha isbuhu, would there be any substance to the get? Of course not. If the husband died before the get was received by the wife, so she will become a widow. She doesn't become divorced, even though all the agents are alive. Kulhu mikoach man ka'asu, mikoach debal ka'asu. All of the agents, they derive their power from whom? From the husband. Isei labal, isnu lekulhu. If the husband is alive, so then they are all extant. In other words, they all have power. Lei se labal, if the husband is dead, lesnu lekulhu, then none of them have any power. So, if you want to reflect upon the strength of the agents, their strength as agents of divorce, all derived from the husband remaining alive till the woman receives the get. As far as what happens with regard to the agents, that doesn't seem to be of concern to this second understanding of Ravashi. We go on in the Gemara, and we have a new marking. Diamonds appear. On the side, we have under our Nosei / Mivne heading, Shnei Mikrim Shel Shlichus, Sheshliach Shesholach Habal, Shelohoy Yochol Lesayim Shlichuso. There are two stories, two cases of agency appointed by a husband where the agent couldn't finish his agency to the end, and the need for appointing a new shliach arose. In both of these cases, there arises a question, a point of analysis regarding an agent that was appointed as an agent, but not an agent for divorce. So I'm sure everyone is wondering, how in the world are we talking about cases where someone was appointed to deliver a get, and that somehow he becomes described as an agent shelo nitan legerushin? Of course, the Gemara will clarify that. So now the Gemara. Hahu gavra deshoda lo gita lidvisu. There was a man that sent a divorce document to his divisu, to his wife. Omar shaliach lo yadana lo. The agent said, I don't recognize, I don't know her. Omar lay, the husband said, zil yahave la'abo bar minyumi. You give the divorce document to Abba. De ihu yoda lo, he knows her. Velezo velezve nihalo, and he will go and give her the get. Also velo ashkach la'abo bar minyumi. The original agent went, did not find Abba. Ashkeche le Rabbi Avov, Rabbi Chanina bar Popov, Rabbi Yitzchok Nafcha. He met three other great men. The Yosef Rav Safra Gabayon. Rav Safra was seated by them. Omru Le. The triumvirate, if you will, said to the agent, Misor Miloch Kami Didon, state in front of us, Befonai Nechta, Befonai Nechtam. We're three. Three represents a court. Dechi Yesi Abba Bar Minyumi, when Abba comes along, he's the gentleman who recognizes the woman. Nis vine le, velezil velis vine la. So we will give her, Abba, the get, and he will give it to her. And in that capacity, Abba Bar Minyumi will be a shliach based in. Omar Lahu Rav Safra. Rav Safra pipes up. He was the one seated in their presence of the three Rabbonim. And he said, Vaha Shliach Shalonitan Legerushin Hu. This agent is not an agent that has that's empowered to divorce. Well, what's Rav Safra's objection? So we look in Rashi. Rashi that we're looking at about halfway down the page. If you read the story carefully, you'll discover he wasn't really appointed as an agent to divorce. When the original agent said, "Oh, I don't know your wife," so what power was he vested by the husband to give the divorce document to Abba Bar Minyumi? So his shlichus is to deliver the document to Abba. Hilkoch lav b'mokim baal koi lemoisro liad achir. Therefore, he's not in the position, he's not in the husband's position to give the get to someone else. Let's turn back to the Gemara. Ich sofu. We're on the fourth wide line in the middle of the line. Ichsofu means they were embarrassed. In other words, Rav Safra challenged their ruling or their suggestion, and he called them to order, so they got embarrassed. Omar Rava, that is. We have a new marking. You'll see in the Gemara there are two versions of the story, two versions of Rava's reaction. Omar Rava, Kapchinu Rav Safra Letlosa Rabbonan Smuchi. Rav Safra cut them down. The Kapchinu cut their legs off. In other words, they had nothing to stand on after Rav Safra got finished saying what he did. Who did he cut down? Three great rabbis. Rabbonan Smuchi are rabbis that received smicha. In other words, they received the right to paskin different issues in halach without getting into details what smicha represents. But they were three accredited rabbis. Omar Ravashi b'mai kapchinu. Ravashi says, how did Rav Safra cut them down? Mi ka'omar le, did the original husband in his appointing an agent, did he say Abba Bar Minyumi Vloat? Did he say that you are to give the get to Abba Bar Minyumi and no one else? There was that level of restriction and limitation was not part of the original agency. Let's take a look at the Rashi. My Kapchusa Halo Eino Tshuva. What Rav Safra said is not a response, is not a refutation. The Miomale Baal Abba Bar Minyumi Garshena Voloato? Did he say that only Abba Bar Minyumi shall be charged with divorcing her and not you? I have a high Yoda law, Haret Sivot Chilul Garsha. If you had known, if the original agent had known her, he was the one that was to receive the original instruction to divorce her. We continue in the Gemara. We go back to the Gemara. Ika Diamri. Now we're approaching the second bow tie. Eko de Amri, a second version. Omar Rava. after Rav Safra spoke, Rava said, "Kabchinu Rav Safra letlosa rabbanon smuchi b'taousa." He, Rav Safra, mistakenly cut them down. In other words, what Rav Safra's comment of shliach shalonitan legerushin, Rav Safra's description of that original agent, after the husband told him, "Well, give it to Abba," and therefore he, the original agent, is not a shliach legerushin, he's not an agent with the power of divorce, that's a mistake. Omar Ravashi, my ta'usa. Where's there a mistake in Rav Safra's words? My ka'omar le. When the husband spoke to that original agent, what he said to him was what, in fact, Rav Safra intended. Abo bar menyumi valoat. You give it to Abo bar menyumi and not you. In other words, you claim you don't know her. Fine, finished. You're out of the picture with regard to divorce. All you have to do is give it to Abba bar Menyumi. You give him the get, and he will deliver. He and not you. He will deliver it. So that reflects what Rav Safra had objected. Hahu gavra de shodar le gita lidvisu. A man was sending a divorce document to his wife. Omar le l'shaliach. He says to the agent, the husband says to the agent, "Lo teisvei nihalo ad losin yoimin. I don't want you giving the get until the passage of 30 days. Don't give it to her within 30 days. Give it to her after 30 days. Isnis bego talsin yoimin. Isnis is from the word ones or ne'enas. The shliach was unable because of circumstances that were beyond his control. Something happened to him within the 30 days. Making it such that he won't be able to go to her after the 30 days. Also the kame de Rava. So the case, he came to Rava, Omar Rava. Rava explained, Chola taimo mai. The case of Chola, which we learned in in our recent Mishnah, where the agent who took ill, he appoints another shaliach. Why? Mishum de onus. He's become infirm. That onus means he's incapable, beyond his control, of carrying on his responsibility. Well, hi nami onusu. This guy also, maybe he didn't get sick, but something else happened that caused him such that he can't bring the get to her. Omar lay, so Rava said, Mesor miloch kami didon. Give over, let's see, your charge to us. De labosu talsin yoimin mashvinon shliach v'yoyiv le nihala. And then after 30 days, we'll appoint an agent who will give her the get. I'm going to assume, like we saw in the previous discussion, when Rava says to the agent who cannot continue on his mission, Rava said, "Mesor miloch, come on, you tell us. We are a court." Here you don't see the names spelled out, but we'll make that assumption. You can see in the Tosfos Rid that's what's taking place. Give us your instructions, in other words, or state in front of us, b'fonai nechtam, b'fonai nechtam, and when the 30-day mark arrives, we'll then appoint a shaliach who will give it to her. The Gemara continues, Omru le Rabbanan l'Rava. The rabbis who were there said to Rava, v'ha shliach shalonitan v'gerishin hu. This fellow, within the 30 days, is not an agent of divorce. He had no power to give a get within 30 days. His power arises only after 30 days. And this story is taking place within 30 days. So he can't function as an agent in giving you, the court, the get and saying the agent's statement. Omar Lahu. So Rava said to them, Kevan de Labosu Talsin Yomin Motzi Megarish. Since after 30 days he does have the power to hand her the divorce document, keshliach shenitan legerushin hu. He is considered as a shliach that has divorce powers. And with that, he can give us the get and say, b'fonei nechtam, b'fonei nechtam, and the story would continue. Question. Notice this is a long question. V'lechush shemo pies. Isn't there room to suspect that the husband may have appeased the wife? After all, the get is to be delivered only after 30 days. So maybe within those 30 days, the husband reconciled his quarrels with his spouse and had intimacy with her within those 30 days. And when she receives the get after 30 days, you'll then have what's called a get yoshon. A get yoshon we've seen numerous times in previous Gemaras, previous Dapim. That's a get where the date in the get would predate the impregnation of the woman. So that if you have a get like this, it was written, and there's a date in the get, and it's delivered 30 days later, the husband has relations with her within those 30 days. When a child eventually is born, people will calculate that this child was born after the date in the get. And that doesn't look nice. That's a child that you might use the term born out of wedlock, meaning a woman was impregnated. A woman was not married at the time she was impregnated, and the child is born from such a union. That's a bizoyon. That's denigrating. And shouldn't that be a concern here? The Gemara goes on. Mi lo tnan. Have we not learned Me Achshov im lo bossi mikan viad yud beis chodesh umeis besoch yud beis chodesh hareze get? If a man gave a woman a divorce document and he said, and the document is prepared with a date in it, and he says, this is your divorce from now if I don't come back within 12 months. And the husband died within 12 months. We say that the woman is divorced. And we ask, shouldn't we suspect that maybe he reconciled with her during that interim period? The Omar Rabo Bar Ravuna, Hochi Omar Abo Mori Mishmei de Rav, thusly says Abo Mori in the name of Rav, Be'oimer, this Taneig source that we just read is valid, namely the get is a good get, when the husband declared Nemenis Olai Lomar Shelo Bossi. I grant her believability when she says that I did not come within that time, that I didn't come back within those 12 months and have intimacy with her. So that's when it's a good get. Now, we have to add over here. But in our case, the case that Rava was dealing with, that wasn't said. So, in the absence of that declaration on the part of the husband, Ne'emenes Olai Lomar Shelo Bossi, you would have to suspect that maybe Shemal P.A., since there was a gap in time between the writing of the get and its expected delivery, maybe during that interim period, there was some reconciliation, and the husband had intimacy with her, impregnating her. And then, as we said, the date on the get would indicate, that when you look at things 9 months later, that she had been previously divorced and only then impregnated. Well, that is what they had said to Rava. Ichsef, Rava became embarrassed. This is, again, structurally very similar to the story before this. Lesof, later, Igloi Milsu da Rusa Havoi, the case that came to Rava, that Rava had ruled, give the get, since you can't continue, give it to us, and say b'fonei nechtav, and we'll appoint the shlich, the whole story above, it became clear that it was a divorce involving an Arusa. That's, an Arusa is the first stage of matrimony, where the man above had been divorcing his wife before he ever consummated the marriage with her to begin with. So they didn't have that close a relationship. She was merely an aruso. The husband had betrothed her, given her money or something of value in exchange for her acceptance of marriage, but the consummation, the chuppah, that had not taken place yet. They had not been together as husband and wife yet. And as a result, to suspect that this Orus had met up with her before the completion of the 30 days and had intimacy with her, that's far-fetched. And there's no chashash, there's no room for suspecting Shem or P.A.'s that there might have been some reconciliation. And the Gemara explains, if the issue of Shem or P.A.'s, maybe he reconciled with her, comes up in the case of a marriage that had been consummated, Yomu Barusa, would you say the same thing with an Arusa? In the case of Nesua, Rashi says, Shechaviv Olavu Mechazu Lefaisa. There was endearment, and the husband would seek out reconciliation. You wouldn't say the same thing with regard to a couple where the divorce is from the Erusin stage. Omar Rava. Ha Vadai Ka Mibayaman. The following, though, is definitely something to ask about. We continue at the top of Daf Lamed. Kimashvu Beis Din Shaliach. When Beis Din appoints the Shaliach to deliver the get, Bifonov or Shalo Bifonov, is it done in front of the first agent, or even if the first agent is not present? Rashi says, Ki mashu beis din shliach, mi boy befonav shliach kamo, do we require the first shliach to be present? Or afilu shelo befonav kagon zeh, or even not in front of him, like the case here, shu onus v'niyoch la'akev kan, v'yelich ledarko. In our case, we saw a man under some kind of circumstances of duress, of the ones. He couldn't tarry here. He's probably gone by now, by the time the 30-day mark comes around. Hodar poshto, and then he resolved the question. Bein befonov, bein shelo befonov. Whether the first shliach is present or even if he's not, the court can appoint the subsequent shaliach. Sholchu mitom, and it was sent from there, from Eretz Yisrael. The ruling was sent. Bein befonov, bein shelo befonov. Whether the first shaliach is present or even if he's not, the court has the power to appoint a second agent. You can see we have a new marking, the triangles that appear, and they're explained on the side under the Nosei / Mivne heading. These triangles highlight Shnei Mikrim Shel Oines Begitin, two cases where circumstances of Ones, of duress, arise. Tahainu Ha'i Efsharut Levatzea Shlichus Haget Mishum Oines. When we speak about Oines Begitin, it means the a situation rendering it impossible to complete the delivery of the get because of ones. The Gemara. Hahu di Omar. It was a man that announced, I lo asino atal senyomin levegita. If I don't come within 30 days, then the get that the woman is holding shall be a get. Also, so the husband is on his way back. Well, within the 30 days, upaske mavra, and he was stopped by the water crossing. Rashi says, mavra me'ever hamayim shlomotso es hamaboras. He came to the river banks, and the ferry wasn't there. Omar lehu, and from the other side of the river, he shouts, chozudasoy, don't you see I've come? That, and the husband would like the get to be a non-get. He would like to stop the get from becoming effective. Omar Shmuel lo shmei masir. Shmuel says, sorry, that's not called arriving. You're on the other side of the river. That's not considered arriving. Your taina, your claim that you're under duress, the ferry didn't show up when you expected it to show up, that's not a claim. Again, that reflects the concept of ein ones begitin. The taina, the claim that you were under duress, circumstances beyond your control arose, that's not a claim. We continue in the Gemara. Hahu di Omar lahu. And you'll notice in this story there are two versions. You'll see Roman numerals 1 and then an Ikar D'Amri squiggle underlined indicating a second version. There was a man Ahu d'amar lahu, ilo fayasno lo ad talsin yomin le'evigito. If I am not successful in appeasing her within 30 days, then the get that she has should be a get from right now. Ozal paisa velo efaisa. He came and he tried to appease her. Rashi says, paisa bedvorim v'hirbo leo reyim velo nisratza lahashlemito. He tried to speak to her nicely, brought a lot of friends to appease her, and she was unwilling. She was relentless. She was unwilling to accept. The Gemara continues. Omar Rav Yosef, miyoyev lo tirkava de dinri velo faisa. Tirkava, this word in the middle of line is a certain measure. Did he give her this measure? For argument's sake, it's like saying, did he give her 10 pounds of gold coins? Did he do that? And even so, she was not appeased. He didn't do that. He didn't do as much as one could potentially do. Now, Rashi adds, even though this guy doesn't have that kind of money, nevertheless, we don't say, oh, he tried his best and it didn't work. This, again, is a reflection of the tain of oines, that, well, I tried my best to fulfill the conditions, and it was beyond my control that the conditions were not met. She was relentless. That is not a valid claim to prevent the get from taking effect. We take a look at Rashi. Mi yohev lo tirkava de dinri velo faisa. Did he give her a tirkava of dinar and she didn't reconcile? The uvekevon shelo also came, since he didn't do that. Nimtza shelo paisa. It turns out that he didn't do what he claimed he would do. He claimed he would appease her. He didn't really try to appease her. Even though he doesn't have that money, we call that an unrealistic expectation. Lo amrinon onis, we don't say, well, it's beyond his control, and therefore the get should not take effect. The ein odom yochol litoin onis b'tnai shel get. When it comes to a condition upon which the get is dependent, the claim of onis, my inability to fulfill the condition was as a result of things beyond my control, is not a claim. And therefore, v'havegito, it becomes a get. Now, we continue in the Gemara, Iko Diami. This is a totally different version. Same idea, same words, but you'll see the result is very different. Iko Diami, Omer of Yosef, Midi Tirkava de Dinri Boi Lemesav Lo. Do you expect this man, this husband, to give a Tirkava de Dinri in attempting to appease her? Well, he doesn't have that. He tried his best. Ha paisa, he appeased her. He tried to appease her. Velo efaisa, and she was relentless. That's not his fault. And therefore, he tried his best. He met the conditions as far as we are concerned. And according to this version, therefore, the get will not be a binding get, because the claim of onus is a legitimate claim. Well, the Gemara, in summarizing these two versions, says, Ha kemadomer yesh onus begitin. Version 2 is in accordance with the opinion that says that the claim of onus is a legitimate claim to justify your fulfillment of the conditions. Namely, even though the conditions weren't fulfilled, their lack of fulfillment was because of onus, because of circumstances beyond your control. Therefore, halachically speaking, you have fulfilled whatever you could have done. You've done what you could have done. And that's enough to fulfill the conditions. However, version number 1, ha kemadomar ein ones begitin. Version number 1, as we already explained, reflects the idea that the claim of ones is not a claim upon which to base your having fulfilled your conditions. Before we conclude, let us remind you that if you wish to be in touch with us in order to access marked Gemaras, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.